I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. A recent television ad by U.S. Senate candidate Russ Fagg featured images of what appeared to be tattooed, gun-toting Mexican gang members, was pulled from the candidate's YouTube channel last week.
It's black and white. Because facts don't lie. Criminal illegal aliens threaten America. That's why Judge Russ Fagg supports President Trump's call for secure borders.
YPR and the Montana Human Rights Network have received comments concerned about that ad. Rachel Carol Rivas, co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network, discusses with YPR whether the ad, as some Montanans have complained, is racist.
A term like racism is very loaded. It carries a lot of weight and power. It's also often self-defined. But when we're talking about an ad that plays on people's bias on the issue of race, then I do think it fits the definition.
Let me ask, is it overt or is there really a subtext?
I think that it is important to understand the social and political environment that creates a place for an ad like this to seem appropriate to air from a statewide congressional candidate, a judge, and a prosecutor. You know, clearly racism isn't new. President Trump didn't create racism, but he did use existing bias, fear, and resentment to play on the emotions of white people. Anti-immigrant sentiment isn't new either. You know, the Irish, the Japanese, and so many groups through history have really been decried as dirty and lazy and criminal. However, in this particular time, we see immigration being used as a guise to talk about race and express racism using coded language like illegal and focusing particularly on immigrants of colors from very specific countries. And the framing of this ad, while it might be about law and order and patriotism, in reality, it's also about white nationalism, about racism wrapped in a flag representing a very narrow idea of who and what is American, a narrow definition that leaves out most of us and either maintains or harkens back to a time of a power by a few. You know, the Fag ad uses this really dark imagery, dark music, to create a feeling of unease about immigrants that he targets. But it also just generally feeds on the fear of brown men. In the case of this ad, brown Latino men, but quite frankly, it could be American Indian men or black men. He preys on people's bias that they already hold about others, and he uses fear and resentment to define who is criminal and who with a gun we should be afraid of. You know, if you counter this ad with the political ads of a white man in his orange hunting vest and a rifle, the comparison is pretty stark. And I think it's our job to call out those types of differences and to really say that this isn't appropriate and it's manipulating folks and to stop ourselves.
Before I get to that, I want to ask you, could the argument be made, though, that there is some truth to this ad? That Mexican cartels, according to law enforcement officials, are indeed bringing drugs across the border, namely methamphetamine, for sale into the U.S., including Montana, and that they do have guns.
So listen, the Fag ad started with the coded message that it's black and white. But the reality is very little in our world is simple. Our world is complex, and there is a kernel of truth in every conspiracy theory, stereotype, and bias. But it's our job to dig deeper, to use critical thinking, and to stop ourselves and call out people who are really exasperating those tiny kernels of truth. We could extrapolate that all white men are terrorists if we look at the number of white men who have perpetrated mass shootings and violence and acts of domestic terrorists in recent years. But that would be ridiculous, just as if it's ridiculous to say that all men of color are criminals and all immigrants are criminals or murderers.
After this interview with Rachel Carol Rivas, co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network, YPR reached out to GOP Senate candidate Russ Fagg. He said the ad was meant to catch people's attention because he's concerned about the methamphetamine epidemic in Montana and the U.S. He also told YPR The pictures in that ad featured members of the Mexican gang known as MS-13, because nearly all of the meth that comes into the U.S. and Montana comes from Mexico. He denies the ad is racist.
So I'm talking about illegal aliens who are criminals. They can be white, they can be red, they can be purple, they can be any color. They're illegal aliens who are criminals. And that is not a racist statement. It's just a statement about the criminal activity. And unfortunately, illegal aliens bring some of that into our country. And we need to secure our borders to try to keep that from happening.
Fag also said it is not fear-mongering to talk about a real issue facing so many Montana families. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.